Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. And here we go, Digital Adele back with another Hoops Profile Beyond the Backboard podcast for you with my co-host, Matt Hanifin. How are you doing today, Matt?
Doing good, man. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am dragging today, man. Had a long day at my corporate job. I had a podcast I did for 5RSN with Ethan Skolnick, talking about potential teams that'll be involved in drafts that are going to be coming out in draft day trades. I am tired, but I'm excited. I'm excited for this mock draft. It isn't our first mock draft per se. We kind of did a top 30 mock draft previously before the draft lottery came out. And so now we are going to get into what we think is really going to happen. And you know what I like about the site we're going to use? We're going to use Real GM. Not only does it tell you who's on the clock, not only does it tell you who's next, it gives you the depth chart and who they picked last year. That's the thing I like. It shows who they picked last year. And if you scroll down, if you notice, it even has all their recent draft picks that went number one.
So it's just recent picks relative to the position.
Well, that's what I meant to say, but didn't. You've got it. You got it. But anyway... So me and Matt here, we're going to go back and forth. Not really a dueling mock draft. It's just he's going to pick a player. I'm going to pick a player. And we're going to talk through it. Like if somebody objects to the player that's being picked there, they can object and kind of give their reason why. And we can kind of talk through it a little bit. Make it compelling drama. Matt's going to start yelling and pounding the table for people to watch. No, but anyway. Yeah, Matt, are you excited about doing a mock draft 15 days out from the actual draft?
I'll be honest, I'm just ready for the draft. Like, just I want the draft to be here.
You mean you don't love manufacturing content after we've covered all this stuff?
I do, but I just want the draft to be. There's so much noise at this time of year.
Like,
you see it all the time. Like, so much noise about, like, players working out here, or teams potentially trading before the draft, like the Kevin Durant thing. Anyway, I don't want to rehash all that stuff. But I'm ready for the draft. I'm also ready for the dramatics. Like, yeah. Like what if someone reaches for someone in like the top 10? And we're just like, oh, like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
my God, Jaeger Denman went third overall.
Or like last year, it was like Connect fell.
We're oh yeah, like, that's true.
What, dude?
Right? Like, what? Con Knipple falls to 20.
Yeah, right.
Miami Heat fans, stand up. Dude, that would be the best situation to happen for this reason. One, he's a great player, and I'd love to have him on a Miami Heat. But two, the Miami Heat fan base would do the generic comp to Tyler Hero and lose their ever-loving minds, and I'd love it.
No, and the Heat would draft, like, Cedric Coward instead or something.
Colin Murray Boyles.
Yeah, Colin Murray Boyles. But anyway, yeah, let's jump into it. But I'm just ready for the draft.
All right. Well, let's get right into it. You guys can do some mock draft simulating and send it to me on Twitter under Digital Adele. It's realgm.com. I believe that's what it is. And, send me your mock drafts. I want to review them. We may go through them on air.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to Sayless D. I know he's lurking on playback. I know he is. And so big shout out. Don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube. But first up are the Dallas Mavericks. This is the biggest mystery in the world. We have no idea who's going to go number one. Matt, would you like to tackle this one, or do you want me to take the
first? I see Liam McNeely. No, we could go. It doesn't matter. I don't remember who had the number one pick last time, you and I.
Oh, yeah, when we did it before the lottery was set.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really remember either who had the first one, but the answer is the same. It's Cooper Flagg, right?
Yeah.
Don't even think about it. Just run to the podium. Right? Sprint. Maybe.
I'll let you have the number one pick, even though it's such a daunting.
I don't know how I'm ever going to manage Matt Hanifin. I don't know. But I hit the button, and my GM career is off. Dallas Mavericks rocking out with Cooper Flagg. San Antonio Spurs next on the clock with the second overall pick. I think it's going to get traded away, possibly. Well, actually, this one is probably going to be a pick. The 14th overall pick they have is probably going to get traded. But anyway,
maybe.
What are your thoughts on the second overall pick in this draft?
Another Dylan Harper next, not thinking twice about it. Take the talent and you figure it out. All right. You have 3-point guards. Right. You have Fox. You have the Spurs didn't know they would get the number two pick when they traded for De'Aaron Fox, but they have Fox, Castle, and now Dylan Harper, and they'll figure that out and consolidate accordingly over the next few years.
What's really interesting, though, there's a guy that may indirectly get traded with that 14th pick. That was a pick last year. And that's Juan Nunez. A point guard.
Is that a draft and stash? Like, is he even technically on their roster?
He was a draft and stash. He did not suit up at all. Juan Nunez. He could get traded with that 14th pick. All right. So you said Dylan Harper, just take the pick, hit the button. No analysis needed.
I don't know what the rules are for trading draft and stash guys, because I don't know if he's actually on their cap sheet. Like, I don't know if he's official.
Oh, signed. That's a great question. GM Matt Hanifin, if you please.
All right, you're up three.
I'm up at three. I am Daryl Morey, trusting the process. And I'll be honest with you. I think they are going to probably trade somebody. I don't know exactly who or what, but I think they will. In my mind, if they pass on VJ Edgecombe or Trey Johnson, Daryl Morey should be fired on the spot.
Oh.
And listen, I don't even think it's a question.
Yeah.
They should take VJ Edgecombe or Trey Johnson. Now, you know where I fall. It's going to be Trey Johnson for me. Can you imagine Jared McCain, Tyrese Maxey, and all Trey Johnson has to do is snipe?
Yeah.
My God.
It's an ideal role for him.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, sign me up for Trey Johnson immediately at number three.
Question.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is kind of like a devil's advocate, not saying I disagree, because I do agree. But the defensively with McCain, Maxey, and Trey Johnson, are we a little bit worried?
No, Trey Johnson's 6'6 with a 6'10 wingspan. I'm not worried. He's going to get better defensively because of his work ethic, and he doesn't have to carry the load offensively. I think he's going to be just fine defensively. I mean, in that case, if you're worried about that, though, then you would go VJ Edgecombe.
Right. No, I was just playing the devil's advocate. Like, I'm in agreement with you. I wouldn't.
No, I like your alternate point of view, but if you're that concerned, then you definitely go VJ Edgecombe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think, and here's my, and a lot of people are like, but wait, Ace Bailey is typically talked about as higher. We've talked about this. Trey Johnson does everything Ace Bailey does, but he does it better, except for block shots. That's about it.
Yeah.
You're up. Oh, I'm sorry. You had more?
I was just going to say, I wonder if Paul George is in Daryl Morey's office being like, you got to take Ace Bailey. You got to take him. I would have taken him over Cooper. You got to take him. Higher upside, all that stuff. Vijay Edgecombe with Charlotte.
No second thought about it. Vijay Edgecombe to go with LaMelo Ball, redacted Brandon Miller, and the rest.
I don't know what Josh Green's contract looks like, but it makes him a little bit more expendable. But I'm taking the athleticism there. I'm taking the defensive prowess, the two-way prowess that Vijay has. He doesn't need to be on the ball. That's who I'm going with.
I like it. Vijay Edgecombe, come on down. Number five, the Utah Jazz, again, another likely tradable spot. You got Isaiah Collier there. You have who was the guy from Keontae George?
Yeah, Keontae. They're
going to probably trade Colin Sexton. They have Cody Williams, Brian Sensabaugh. From everything I hear, the new regime, that being Danny Ainge and his son, are not happy with Cody Williams as the pick. They do not believe in him. Could Cody Williams develop and turn that around? Maybe. But I think they would just scoop up Ace Bailey and be like, that's the replacement for Cody Williams as our project and future at the wing position.
Could be. Yeah.
So come on down. Matt, you're up at the sixth pick. The Washington Wizards, they have a nice young core that we really like in Bob Carrington, Bilal Coulibaly, Alex Sarr. Who else you adding to that mix?
This team was the second worst three-point shooting team in the NBA last year, despite them having a young core that I like. You can never have too much shooting in today's NBA. Give me Con Knipple.
Upgrading over Corey Kispert. I love it. I love it. You're not going to get...
They could do the Denny Advia thing in like a year after they extend him, because which is they extended Kispert last year. They see if they can trade him for more assets. Like they got a decent haul for the for Avdija.
Yeah.
Which included Bob Carrington.
Right. Stephen Fine says, Cody Williams is the next Johnny Davis. The Wizards do not want Con Knipple. Stephen Fine, you're saying that with your whole chest. Elaborate.
Okay, here's my question to you, because I didn't know you at the time. Were you high on Johnny Davis?
No. No, I was not.
I don't think I was. I'm trying to remember. I don't think I was either. So I was, I mean, I liked him as a player. I liked watching him, I mean, but I don't think I was high on him as like a prospect. So it was kind of crazy how that ultimately turned out. But yeah.
Swing and a miss.
I just wanted to ask you, because like I didn't know you at the time. So right. I was curious what your thoughts were.
No, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked. Stephen Fine says the Wizards would select a center and Kaman Malawach, no Derek Queen. Okay, I mean, but again, why are you saying this so authoritatively? Because they could take Malawach, but they have Alex Sarr, so I don't see a need for them to pick another center that high. There's plenty of bigs later in the draft that they could grab. But Con Knipple does everything Kispert does, but better. And he's your future Jordan Poole replacement. So, like, yeah, I don't know where the veracity in your answer comes from. It's not really that you're saying it. You're entitled to your opinion. It's just the ferociousness in which you're saying it. Number seven, the New Orleans Pelicans were on the clock. There's so much crap going on with this team. So much crap, man. Trey Johnson's already off the board, Steven. They can't pick him. They can't have him. They can't have him, buddy. No, that's okay. But anyway, There's so much crap swirling around the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm having a very difficult time deciding which way to go. The thing about the Pelicans, you got Eve Misi, a budding center, seeing what kind of steps and leap he can take. Zion Williams is basically untradeable at this point, but you also cannot rely on him to be healthy either. For some reason, Trey Murphy's being listed as power forward. He's more of a wing. I don't get that.
Did you notice when they had Colin Sexton as a small forward?
I did. It's hilarious. But also, so they could go a number of different ways. You need an offensive player next to Jonte Murray. CJ McCollum could be moved. I'm going with Kasper Siakoumidis here.
Good pick.
He does a little bit of everything. Potential walking triple-double. He just needs to make sure he gets an NBA shape and really, really cuts down on the turnovers. That's got to be his focus. Number 8, the Brooklyn Nets. Who you got?
Can you scroll down just a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
This team really doesn't have a point guard. D'Angelo Russell's contract is off the books. I think it was an expiring contract last year. This team has 4 first-round picks, 3 just outside of the lottery. But I'm taking the best available player on my board, and that just so happens to be Jeremiah Fears.
Boom. That's a great pick for them. It's exactly what they need. Pair him with Cam Thomas, you're putting up some buckets with that backcourt. The Toronto Raptors are on the clock, and this lines up perfectly with what I've been saying for Toronto in this entire draft. If anybody can guess, it'll be Matt Hanifin. Who am I taking?
Oh, it's, I mean, it, we've, haven't we? Okay, hold on. I don't remember how many mock drafts we've done.
1 or 2.
I want to say we've done at least 2 or 3, actually. Oh. Maybe I'm off base. We've had this guy going there every single time.
Every single time.
Mr. Kaman Malawach.
Kaman Malawach makes
a Toronto Raptor.
Dude, it makes all the sense in the world if Kaman Malawach is on the board for him to go to the Toronto Raptors. You've got Emmanuel Quickley, Grady Dick, Jamal Shedd. Barrett may get moved. You got Scotty Barnes, Jonathan Mogbo. He slides right into that lineup, and they probably trade Jakob Poeltl, even though Poeltl's a pretty good player these days. Come on, Malawach. You're gone. Off the board.
What do I want to do here for Houston?
Ooh, likely to get traded.
Yeah, could very well. But for now, do I really want to get that funky with it?
Always getting funky.
No. This is something that I'm going to do differently, and this is something that I haven't done with this. This isn't that funky, but I'm going to go Thomas Sorber.
Oh, I like it.
To the Houston Rockets.
Pressure,
he doesn't need to play right away. Obviously, we all know that they need, you know, some semblance of creation offensively, but I think for them in this position, best player available, you hope you can swing your way without trading this pick if you don't want to. Into a player that can create for you offensively. And guess what? If you do trade this pick and it does go to the Phoenix Suns for Kevin Durant, well, guess who has been, you know, fiending for a center? The Phoenix Suns. I think that's kind of a dual justification for this pick specifically, but I think Houston could use it, even though, you know, even though it may not be the top of their board in terms of need.
And Thomas Sorber is the second best big in the class to me. So it's not like they're reaching for the pick. He's a really, really talented, high upside, young player, very young player. This is an interesting one for me. The Trailblazers at 11. Do they ultimately believe in Scoot Henderson?
They trade Simons.
Simons may get traded. The kid couldn't crack the starting lineup, and it's his third season. Is this going into his fourth season now? His third season.
He was in the Wemby draft.
Yeah, he was in the Wemby draft. That's right. Do they dare take a point guard to replace him? Because you're running out of point guard options in this draft. But they have Kamara, Donovan Klingith. Do they dare add Derek Queen and play two of those guys together?
It's not just the fact that, like, if they trade Simons, their only point guard on their roster is Scoot.
That's true.
I don't even think it's an option, like, to replace Scoot. It's just to play alongside him or, like, a combo guard if that's...
Yeah, but the only combo guard at this spot that would be somebody that would be viable, in my opinion, I mean, we're at pick 11. That's Jace Richardson, and he's 6'1".
Yeah, you have a small backcourt if that's the case, but I do like Jace. It would be weird to me. I mean, they've played Kamara. I mean, you have a logjam with... It's not even with Kamara there. Like, you have a logjam with Ayton, Klingon, and Robert Williams, who... And
I think Ayton's on the... He's going to get on the move. He's going to get shipped out.
And Reith. Duop Reith. So, like... Yeah. Those are four guys. Like, Kamara can play alongside. I mean, Kamara's more of a four.
Right.
But it's
maybe
still...
Ace Anul?
I mean, you could justify that, maybe. It's your pick. I don't want to steal your pick.
No, but we're talking this through, but this is my point. I mean, or do you think of Rashear Fleming, somebody on the wing, Denny Abdia? You go small, you got Fleming, Abdia, Kling, Kamara.
He was really good for them last year.
Yeah.
They have options, but you're Joe Cronin.
Why? Matt Hanifin? Why?
Hey, listen, I'm not the... Don't get
you
mad.
You had
at
to
me.
Demean me like that, sir. You had to... Where's my moleskin notebook? I'm writing that down. I tell you what, I'm taking Derek Queen because it was the first thought, and usually your initial instinct is the right one. Ryan coming in with the $10 super chat. Hey, my man, I appreciate you. Also, for people that don't know, we're revamping the channel next season. So after the draft, we're going to do the channel memberships a little bit differently. I'm coming out with better, more high quality icons. And then I'm going to start my Patreon community to get my basketball breakdown videos to be there so they don't get demonetized. And so we're going to try to build out like a little bit of a, not a draft guide per se, but more of like a film library for you to view. So that's something that's coming next season. But Ryan, I really appreciate you. He says, I'm hearing Javaris and Lamar might sneak into the first. Hope all is well, gentlemen. Keep up the great work. That's right. He's climbing the boards rapidly. He got a green room invite. I really appreciate you, Ryan. Means a lot supporting the channel. Where were we? Chicago Bulls. Matt Hanifin, you're on the clock.
I don't know if this is the right pick, but I think where I settled is I'm going to go with, if this also just so happens to be the best player available on my specific board. I don't know if Bulls fans would like this at all, but I'm going to go Ace Anul.
All right. Ace Anul. So you're going to pair him with Vucci, baby.
I'm trading Vucci.
You're trading Vucci, baby. Okay.
expiring contract. I'm trading him.
I like it. I like it.
Not to say that Newell will be my, he'd be my de facto big of the future, but I just think they need an upgrade there if they're going to trade Vooch, which I think they should have done a while ago. Yeah,
get something out of him.
Yeah. That's going to be my move.
Dude, why is Real GM not even have Asa Newell or Sorber like on the board? What is going on?
Just click the other section.
Oh, I've done it. Oh, there he is. So I got to go to fresh. They have him as a power forward.
That's fine.
That's what happened. All right. So Asa Newell, you are a Chicago Bull. The Atlanta Hawks, 13th overall pick. They've got Trey Young, Dyson Daniels, the number one pick from last year, and Reza Shea, Okongwu. This is tough because they really need a center. Clint Capella ain't it, guys. Jalen Johnson. Do you think they're sticking by Trey Young, or do you think they're going to get off of Trey Young? Because that's the million-dollar question.
I think, I want to say they said earlier in the offseason that, I mean, obviously this is, you're not going to reveal your plans in April, but I think they're going to keep him.
If they keep him, you know who I think they should take? I think they should take Danny Wolfe.
Oh, okay. That's not that.
The 13th pick is a high pick for him, but because you have Jalen Johnson, Dyson Daniels, Reza Shea, Trey Young, I think you go Danny Wolfe. And he gives you that facilitation, the ability to keep the ball moving, the versatility, the rebounding. Let him and Okongwu block shots. Danny Wolf's their guy, man. That's who I think they should take. Do I think that's going to happen? Probably not. But that's who I'd take. I can't find him.
He's up there. He's fifth one down.
Oh, there he is. Boom. Old eyes. Okay, old untrained eyes.
Kind of, if I'm Greg Popovich, that kind of throws me off my loop.
Yeah.
I was going to go with a big there.
Come on, Pop, El Jefe.
So I went with Dylan Harper first go around. There's a couple players that I could go here. I'm going to go with, oh, dude, this would be gross. I'm going to go,
Oh, he's struggling, people.
No. This is the most pop, not the most Popovich pick because it's not an international player. Rashear Fleming, you are a San Antonio Spur.
Oh, that fits nice. He's an upgrade over Devin Vassell. That's an upgrade.
Well, he's an upgrade over Barnes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Especially at this age, no doubt. Now I got to find him.
You could go to the bottom and you know where it says like the other, you could just type in his name.
Yeah, I try. Let's see. Rashear. Dude, I typed it in. It didn't work.
Netlo, what about last name?
Fleming.
FL.
Yeah, no, I know. I know how to spell Fleming. Holy crap, dude. My Greensburg Salem education is under fire. But anyway, Rashear Fleming from St. Joe's gone to the San Antonio Spurs. The Oklahoma City Thunder at 15 could really go whatever freaking way they want. Any way they want, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
Do you know what I would do?
What would you do?
No, this is your pick. You go and I'll just tell you after.
I mean, at that spot, I'd probably take Nolan Troy because he's the best player available. No, I'd take Ben Serif because he's the best player available. I'd take Ben Serif. What would you do?
I think the first person, not that because I have this player high on my board, but this player would never have to shoot a three again. I would think about Colin Murray-Boyles at this spot.
Oh my lord! What is he going to play? He's going to back up Chet in Hartenstein.
Yeah, he could play alongside Chet too, not Hartenstein, but Chet.
Oh my dude, he's so little.
Could you imagine? Like, we talk about how disruptive they are defensively now.
Yeah,
you just add him to that mix.
You know what I would do instead of that? I would take a player that I could develop that has high upside that sure. could potentially be one of these. He takes a season, gets NBA weight on him, becomes like potential great player. Joan Behringer. You talk about a project. He would be better, in my opinion, to fit alongside Hartenstein or Chet.
Sure.
Because his frame can fill out. He's nonstop hustle and motor. Bigger, longer, stronger. I mean, he's not bigger and stronger. Like, Murray-Boyles is like 268.
Mm-hmm.
6'7", 268. What kind of dimensions are those? I'm taking Ben Sheriff, though. That's what I was going to do. First thought, best player available. 16th pick, the Orlando Magic are on the clock. Another team I think that could be trading around on draft night.
Man.
Board's getting thin.
No one needs shooting more than the Orlando Magic.
I think I know where you're going with this.
No one needs shooting more than the Orlando Magic. Give me Jace Richardson.
Oh, Jace, I love that pick for them, even though.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fans are going to say he's a small guard, and they got a bunch of guards that are small, but they can't shoot.
What? They have good position. I mean, the only one that's really small is Corey Joseph.
Corey Joseph and?
Oh, I guess Cole Anthony, too.
Cole Anthony. There it is. But I like it. They do need shooting, and he's more of a combo guard than a point guard anyway. The Minnesota Timberwolves and the Fighting Anthony Edwards. They need a replacement for Mike Conley in the worst way, because Rob Dillingham, to me, I don't think is going to be it. I'm taking Nolan Troy.
Good pick. I like that one.
Washington Wizards, number 18. Who's on the clock for you? Matt Hanifin.
Ooh.
Previous selection, Con Knipple.
I'm going to keep. I think this is the player who's next to best available. We've gotten to the point on my board where we're in the teens and I'm trying to remember who was picked ahead of these individuals because I'm using a different site. Carter Bryant.
Carter Bryant's a good one. Him or Nick Clifford were the two guys I was thinking of. I can't believe you passed up Nick Clifford. Wow. Dark days, Matt Hanifin. Stephen Fine says the Wizards pick at 18 will select forward Noah Penda or center Joan Berenger. I love how he says these things with his whole chest, man. If you're going to say it like you got inside info. I love it. Noah Penda, I like Noah Penda, but I hate comps, but my God, does he not remind me of Kyle Slow-Mo Anderson? Jesus. I'm not as high on Penda as the consensus. I'm really high on Joan Berenger. Really high. Love Joan Berenger. But yeah. So the 19th pick, the Brooklyn Nets back on the clock, need everything. They need absolutely everything. So I'm taking. Guess who I'm taking? It's Nick Clifford. No need to hold you in suspension.
Oh, come
bye
on.
Bye-bye, Nick Clifford.
Dude. It's going to be who I was going to take at 20.
I know.
I don't know who I want here.
The Miami Heat with the 20th pick are on the clock.
We kind of picked everyone that we'd liked ahead of the Heat, so I'm in a tough position here.
I mean, Colin Murray-Boyles is there.
I know what the Heat are going to do if this was the board.
Staring you in the face, Colin Murray-Boyles.
I'm not going to like it, but I know the Heat are going to take Liam McNeely, and I think I would take Liam McNeely here too.
Ooh, a Liam McNeely sighting. Five Reasons Sports Network. I don't know who's running that account right now. But they said, trade the pick. I have to agree. The board did not fall in a very advantageous way for the Miami Heat to pick 20. I would have gone Hugo Gonzalez here. But Liam McNeely is the pick because Matt Hanifin is Adam Simon. Boom. Utah Jazz, the 21st pick. That makes me Danny Ainge, and I cringe. Yeah, I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going to try to upgrade over Brian Sensabaugh. And I'm going to give myself Ace Bailey insurance and keep building out the wings. Actually, I'm not. I'm going to take Joan Berenger because Kessler's probably on the move and Markkanen's probably on the move as well. I'm going to get a young big man to run beside my short-armed Cal Filipkowski. Joan Behringer is the pick. Number 22, the Atlanta Hawks are on the clock, Matt Hanifin.
This is where I would go. Do I want to go this player here? Do I really want to go this player here?
I mean, Danny Wolf was the previous pick.
Yeah. I'm going to go Jaeger Demon.
Oh, Jaeger to learn from the infamous Trae Young. I like the positional value for where you're selecting him. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
At pick 23, the Indiana Pacers are on the clock in their pace and space system. Oh my gosh. It couldn't have fell any more perfectly for this guy. They've got Halliburton. They've got Nimhart. They've got Ben Shepherd. TJ McConnell's starting to get a little up there in age. They got Mathurin. You know who I think would actually fit a role perfectly for them? And who? I mean perfectly for them. Walter Clayton Jr.
Oh.
That's he would fit a role perfectly for them. I can't. Let me find him.
Guess I mean, I'd hope guard. He gets some run, though.
I mean, even if he didn't get run right away, if there's an injury or they wouldn't miss a beat in terms of their pace of offense. He's chucking it up there. Pick 24, OKC's back on the clock. Keep building out the dynasty, Matt.
Colin Murray-Boyles.
Ooh, good positional value, you think? Pick 24?
There's no way. Okay, I'm going to say.
Or Cowherd? Hold on. Colin Murray-Boyles or Cowherd? Who do you like better? 7'2 wingspan, 41% three-point shooter. Fits exactly what they want to build out their roster.
Boy, he's another player. I have him pretty close together on my board. Just another player who can't really dribble. But here's the thing with Oklahoma City. There's no way they can use all of these picks.
No
way, dude. There's no way.
So are we taking Boyles or not? Who are we taking?
Yeah, I'm taking Boyles.
Probably they're going to trade these picks, so none of it matters anyway.
For more picks down
down the line, that's right. The 25th selection is the Orlando Magic, and again, they need shooting. I am going to go with Hugo Gonzalez as a developmental wing for them. He does a little bit of everything. Very athletic. Very, very athletic. He's not a forward. I don't know what these positional designations are, but they're not right. Brooklyn Nets, pick 26. You're up, Matt.
Cedric Coward.
You are great Brooklyn pick Net. For them. Great pick for them. Is this the year they actually are able to trade Cam Johnson?
They should have at the deadline to Oklahoma City.
Right. So Cedric the Entertainer. You can't type in that line, Matt. You can only get to the C's.
Click the arrow.
Yeah, doesn't let you type. Can't find this guy. Oh, because it's last name first. Ha. You got an old man to run the show. This is what you get. There he is, Cedric Coward. You are a Brooklyn Net.
Oh, I forgot. We're doubling up here, Brooklyn.
You can take it again since you're...
No, you got it. You got it.
God dang it. Brooklyn Nets. They need everything. I keep saying that over and over and over again. They need everything. I'm going deep in my bag. They need a backup center. I don't believe in Noah Clowney as their power forward either. Jay Sanchez thunders up and says Miami should trade up with the Nets. But they also need guard play. I'm going to do Thoreau.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Noah Osungay is on their roster. This is perfect because him and Noah Clowney are the same person. Noah Osungay. There we go. Same person. You're the Boston Celtics. You're on the clock.
All right. Who's the worst player on my board? No. I think I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to hate myself for it. I think the player that they should go and get. Actually, there's a couple players that I like here for them. This is going to upset me if it happened in real life.
Yeah.
Kind of. Maybe not as much as my alternative. I'm choosing between two different players here. Just give me a moment.
Ryan Kalkbrenner?
He's one of them.
See, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, and then Maxim Raynaud.
Nope.
No. Will Riley?
No.
I was saying you hate Danny. You hate the Celtics. I thought you were going to give him Will Riley.
I don't hate the Celtics. I just dislike them. I'm going to go Tyrese Proctor.
Ooh. That's a Peyton Pritchard type guy. Tyrese Proctor, you were off the board.
Especially if they trade Drew.
I like it. I was thinking they could trade Porzingis. That's why I was thinking if they get off Porzingis, they could take a center to develop. 29th pick. The Phoenix Suns. And because they have no centers to speak of that are any good, I'm going to go a center. And I'm going to go Hanson Young. You are a Phoenix Sun.
I like that pick. I'm surprised you didn't go Raynaud.
I'm not as high on Raynaud as most people are. I really didn't like him shutting it down at the combine after he went up against the worst centers at the combine. Look at the numbers I put up. Rubbed me the wrong way. Clippers, you're on the clock. 30th overall pick.
Can you scroll down, please? I just want to look at the roster really quick.
Yeah.
I think I know the direction I want to go.
Pick a direction, Matt.
Pick a direction. Actually, I don't know if I love this now that I think about it.
Uh-oh, he's stumped.
Not sure if I love this. I'm going to go. With Drake Powell.
Defense. Learn from Kawhi Leonard. I like it, actually. Way to pull one out of your bag, Matt Hanifin.
I don't love that, but you're at pick 30. You're chucking darts.
I mean, it's good value for the defensive prospect. He's got tools to develop, and he's young. Yeah, I like it. Pick 31. The fighting Anthony Edwards are back up on the clock after getting Nolan Traore. I actually think this is a spot where another big man could go. And I think that big man would be Maxim Raynaud. Rudy Gobert, Naz Reid, Julius Randle. Do you think they keep Randle? And when is Reed's contract up?
Let me look at their contracts really quick. You're asking about Randle?
Randall and Reed.
I think Reed's a free agent this year. He has a player option.
So exactly as I thought. So that we are going to take a big. We're going to take Maxim Raynaud.
Hold on, let me give you some clarification on Randall. I'm pulling up spot track as quickly as I can. He's also has a player option. So both player options last year, their deal.
Yeah, Raynaud it is. I would take Lachlan Ulbrich if they had somebody he could play behind and learn from. I mean, Gobert's there, but because I'm higher on Lachlan Ulbrich than I am on Raynaud. Matter of fact, I'm just going to take Ulbrich.
Go for it.
I'm taking him if I can find him. where is this guy? Do they not have him? Oh, there he is. Lachlan, you're off the board. The 32nd pick, the Boston Celtics are back up. Matt, you're continually picking for the Boston Celtics. How do you feel about that?
Terrible.
As you should.
Ryan Kalkbrenner.
Kalkbrenner. All right.
You are a Boston Celtic.
I probably should have picked him over Lachlan Ulbrich.
Stacking Creighton guys over the last couple of years. Wonder how that works for him.
Yeah, really hasn't worked out well. No, I'm just kidding. It's been great. Let me pick Kalkbrenner here. I have Kalkbrenner 40th on my board. I have Lachlan Ulbrich 34th. Maxim Raynaud 35th. So I actually made the right decision. Kalkbrenner. Where is Kalkbrenner? Bueller. There he is. The Hornets are on the clock at the 33rd overall pick. After taking VJ Edgecombe, we're going to now take Maxim Raynaud. Because Nurkic is never healthy, ever. And Williams is pretty decent. But I just think they need to shore up their backcourt. Raynaud, you are finally coming off the board. You've realized your NBA dreams. Confetti rains down from the heavens. You're picked. You're up, Matt. 34, Charlotte Hornets.
They need more shooting. Give me Chaz Lanier.
Ooh, I like it. That's a good one. It's very hard to find people because they don't parry down the list of players for some reason. They just keep all these people in there not going to get drafted. 35th pick, I'm the Daryl Morey again. After selecting Trey Jansen, I really wish I had Joel Embiid insurance. I'm not taking Jani Broome this early, nor Zakarski. So I'm going to go best player available, and I'm going to take Alex Tahui. Small forward, very versatile, 21 years old, I believe. Shoots about 36% from three. Will dunk on your head. It's got good length. Will defend. You are a 76er. 36th overall pick, Matt. You are the Brooklyn Nets.
The one position I have not addressed is a big. Specifically a backup big. I'm going to go with my best big available, and that's Jani Broome.
All right, Jani Broome is the pick. Had a great run his senior season. Is he on this front page? He is not. We'll go to forwards because they always mess him up. He's not there either. We'll go to centers. And there he is, Jani Broome. The Detroit Pistons, 37th overall, have not selected a player yet. We got Jalen Duren, Tobias Harris, Ronald Holland. They have Bobby Clintman, who I'm not high on. They need backcourt help also. Although, We're at the 37th overall pick. Noah Penda would be a good versatile guy for them. He can size up and size down as needed. Noah Penda. Why can't I find you? Scroll down, Adele. There he is. Boom. 38th overall. The San Antonio Spurs are on the clock, Matt.
I think I know the route that I want to go here. This is a pure, not upside play. I this guy maybe will get a role, maybe not. I'm gonna go Kobe Bray.
Ooh. I mean, they do need the shooting.
Space the floor around Wimby as much as you possibly can, especially with Castle, Harper, and Fox. They're okay. I mean, Fox is the better shooter, the best shooter of the three. But see if you can just space the floor as much as you possibly can, have him run off screens.
You can never have too much shooting. I like it. I like your thought process, GM Matt Hennepin. The Toronto Raptors are on the clock after selecting one Kaman Malawach. Cam Jones, come on down.
There you go. Yeah, I like that.
Now to find him. There he is. Boom. Marquette's pride. Enjoy. The Wizards are back on the clock after taking Con Knipple and Carter Bryant. Who do you got, Matt?
Ooh, I don't know where I want to go here. Do I want to do that? No. Maybe? No. Maybe. We're running thin on players. I'm going to go Jameer Watkins.
Ooh, I like it. I love the defensive aspect of it coming off the bench for you. Did we not get a do throw off the board? He's still on the board.
I thought we picked him.
No.
I thought you picked him. Okay, well, if that's the pick, I'm going him. Like,
what? Yeah, that's great positional value.
I see in my head he was already picked. That's my apologies to the audience.
Well, I probably messed up somewhere along the line as well because he probably should have been gone a while ago.
I thought you picked him like late.
Like round. I picked Alex Tahui before I picked Adu Thoreau. So we messed up, Matt.
I'm going Adu Thoreau. That's
good pick. Good pick. Great positional value. The Golden State Warriors at pick 41. This is a tough one. They took Trace Jackson last time. Stephen Fine says, pick 40. I see the Wizards selecting Micah Peavy from Georgetown. He can do a little bit of everything on the court. Peavy, but I don't like him over Jameer Watkins or Adu Thoreau.
I thought they drafted Quentin Post last year.
They did also draft Quentin Post Toast. Yes.
Yeah, Quentin Post Toast. Yeah. My favorite nickname for him is Toast.
That's right, Toast. Let's see. What can I pull out of my hat? They got Pajinski. Peyton's getting older. They have Steph Curry. Do they take a swing on a scorer? There isn't very much scoring left. They could take a swing on a Gary Payton II replacement in Sion James. I tell you what, we'll go a versatile forward, small forward. Hopefully they can develop. And Ben Henschel, he'll be the pick. Another Australian. I got to find him first. I don't know if they have him on here, actually. Period. He's not on my list. All right, so I got to pivot. He's not actually in on the real GM. So we cannot pick him.
It's funny because they have guys who have gone back to school.
They've got all kind of people that went back to school. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Whoa, I'm spelling it wrong. Whoops. It's Henschel. There he is. Boom. The Sacramento Kings with the 42nd overall pick. Who you got?
Hold it. Wait, hold up. It says you picked Jahlil Bethea.
I did not. No, that's the previous. Wait, what? Undo your last pick. I definitely did not. You saw me.
It might have just been you didn't click it by accident.
It's possible. It's possible. I am perplexed. There it is. Draft player. Boom. Ben.
I was going to say you did not pick Jahlil Bethea.
Because he's back to school.
Yeah.
Who do you got for the Sacramento Kings, Matt?
I don't love this pick just because it doesn't fit a positional need, but you're swinging for upset at this point. Give me Will Riley.
Ooh, Will Riley. I think he would have gone earlier than what we did in this draft. But he could also fall.
Yeah.
The Jazz are back on the clock. Pickens are slim. Very, very slim. They've got Isaiah Collier, Keontae George, Colin Sexton, even though I think they're going to move him. Oh, Zion James just keeps ringing in my head, but they need versatility. We selected Ace Bailey, Joan Behringer. I'm going Zion James. Get him a guard. Two tiers in a bucket. Zion James is the pick. Pick.
You did it again.
Oh, God dang it, Jahlil Bethea. How many
stop
other
going
picks?
To teams in my mock draft?
Dude, when we're done, I guarantee you I've done this like five other times probably.
It was just that one time that I noticed. I apologies to
who did I say I was picking again? Zion James. Boom. All right, the 44th overall pick, Oklahoma City Thunder. Go.
Yannick. Sorry.
What's his last name start with a K, right?
Yeah, K.
Good luck finding this name. Good God.
Conan
O'Brien. Son of Conan O'Brien makes the NBA. Dude, this list is insane. They need to clean this up. Have you seen him yet?
No, it doesn't show up on the list doesn't show up on my screen.
I'm just going to look by school. Where's Penn State? Dude, he may not even be in the list.
That would be unfortunate.
Yep. All right, let's do this. Let's go centers, sort. Centers. It says I didn't pick Lachlan Ulbrich yet. That's crazy.
Oh, no.
Maxim Reynaud's still on the board?
Oh, jeez.
I think we should just end the stream here.
All right. That's fine.
Is there a way to send...
Can you scroll down? I just want to see, like...
Yeah. Can you see it on the screen now?
Well, I can't see the list, but I was just looking like the summary. I just want to see the summary.
Oh, the summary. Here we go.
The mock drafts. Like to see if there was like any like bad mess ups like that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Michael Rusich was one of them.
I did not pick Michael Rusich. Yeah, Darian Reed. Who's this guy? Number 31.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, we should just send it here. That's a...
Well...
It didn't happen in the first round.
No, the first... We'll just pretend the second round never happened.
This is great. Just a very abrupt end in the middle of this. All right, like, just imagine, like, Mark Tatum, the deputy commissioner, just walks up in the second. He's like, all right, guys, we're just ending
it. All right, guys.
It.
Yeah, shutting it down. No second round. Down.
15 more picks left.
No, but I appreciate all you guys sticking around and watching this with us.
I don't know what happened. It cut both of us out.
Matt Hanifin sabotaging the stream.
Wait, whoa.
But now I want to thank everybody for sticking with us. We want to see your mock drafts. Send it to us on Twitter. I'm Digital Adele. Matt, where can they find you to send you a mock draft?
At NPH underscore 824 underscore on Twitter.
All right. Well, that's us. That's it for us today, guys. We'll see you next time.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.